Welcome to episode 93 of the Pick. Got special guests returning. Yeah. Dame Peoples back in the building. What up, Dame? Glad to have
What's
you
going
back.
On with y'all, man? Hey, we ready to have it. Get it done, man. Let's get it.
We're getting it in, man. So on today's episode, we're going to get with Deshaun Watson, not charged by the grand jury criminally. Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams coming back to the Packers. Russell Wilson trade to Denver. Khalil Mack trade to the Chargers. Amari Cooper traded to Cleveland this morning. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Chip.
All right. So we've clearly been talking about this for a long time since this whole saga broke at the beginning of last year, about a year ago. Deshaun Watson situation, we've described it multiple times. It was being brought to see whether or not he would face criminal charges, and they declined to indict him. So that basically clears the way for him to come back to the NFL without any hindrance. I mean, his civil suits, 22 civil suits, by the way, in processing. But, you know, the criminal evidence, they didn't have enough, apparently, unless they were, you know, they review it with new evidence. But what do you guys think about the NFL? And because now you see that he's not been charged. A whole bunch of teams come out publicly and said, oh, we're in for him. We're in for him. With, you know, the last year or so, they've been kind of holding off, like, wait and see.
Yeah, see, the NFL is doing right now with these legal allegations and everything, man. Like, over the years, there's been a lot of doing stuff, and it's been innocent. They, you know, can't really prove a case. And for somebody to build a case for a whole year, you know, against somebody and then have no criminal indictment should just show that, you know, allegations could be allegations, and it might not necessarily be as true as it can be, but however, you know, it tarnished my boy's, you know, reputation. Yeah, he's going to get traded to a team. Now he's going to be able to get back on the field, you know, take care of his family and whatnot. But now he always kind of has that stigma on him. You know, somebody told me today, if he gets traded to the – how are you guys going to trade for somebody, you know, sexual allegations, but y'all just fired – it was a sexual harassment. You know, it's just like a stigma of that. It's just like the stigma of that. But at the same stroke, I'm like, I mean, these were allegations against Deshaun Watson. Jerry Richardson was in there fucking up. You feel me? Yeah. Jerry Richardson knew. That's why he quit. He didn't even give the NFL a chance to investigate. He said, I'm going to just sell the team and we'll go ahead and go from there. So, it's a slippery slope on that. You know, as far as the legal allegations and everything. But all in all, I'm glad my man can get back on his market. And hopefully I can see him in a Carolina jersey. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I agree with you as far as, like, there's been a lot of, especially dealing with the NFL, a lot of apples to oranges comparison with stuff. Like, I've seen that with Calvin Ridley, what's going on with him. People being like, well, the owner of Miami, you know, try to pay a coach to lose. But it's like, yo, it's a lot easier to prove Calvin Ridley, you know what I'm saying, bet than to prove that conversation happened. You know what I mean? And so
Calvin Ridley used, like, his own cell phone, his own name on draft.
Dude, we could have found that in a good hour. Stupid. You know?
I can't believe he did that, man.
Yeah, and that's a whole nut, because I definitely got an opinion on that. I do agree with you, man. Like, listen, this is tricky stuff. This isn't like, oh, this is just an easy, like, oh, you should do this in this situation. But I think what the NFL should start doing again is basically, even though it's not a great system, especially for black men, but you got to follow the justice system, and they'll be innocent until proven guilty. And so I think pretty much they should take up a policy that unless something is on camera, that we're going to wait till our investigators or the legal procedures, you know, finish before we punish people.
And on that same tip, you remember, well, I know Ant was talking to me on Twitter about it. It was a couple of days ago. Jeff Gladney, who got arrested or was, you know, whatever, with domestic violence, right? After his rookie year, a first year cornerback, first round draft pick for the Vikings, got cut over a domestic violence incident in which he was found not guilty. They already cut him. You know, he was on a rookie contract. So I feel like the NFL, at the very least, owes him. If he's cut specifically over something that was proven not guilty, like, that's different. He actually, like, went and got proven not guilty. Like, this is Deshaun Watson not innocent. It's just not enough evidence to necessarily prove anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't even taking a trial.
I agree.
Because, like, I'm not a lawyer, right? I don't have any kind of legal background, but cases that I've seen, just saying that he had text messages and DMs and statements and stuff from people that more or less he arranged several meetings that I think most anybody would look at and be like, look, normal people don't do that. You don't arrange for 22 different masseuses.
Yeah.
Some odd, like, year and a half long period. Like, no one does that. So obviously something is up with that, but they can't really prove what he did or didn't do inside those meetings, whether it's legal or not. So beyond what we call, like, common sense, but the law doesn't work on common sense. It works on.
Yeah, because I don't think you should be able to suspend someone for being a weirdo, because that's all that was proved at this point. Do I think he did some of this shit? Hell yeah, I think he did some of that shit. But it don't matter what I think. It matters what's been proven. And they're taking away some careers. I mean, people's draft nights have been ruined just off accusations and shit like that. But at the same token, I don't know who you get that money back from, Marcus, as far as that, because
the league, easily they say, have the, like, money. Yo, we cut money him. Is there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the league definitely does, but as far as, like, a team, they could be like, man, we cut him just because he ain't going to be available because he's going to be fighting this case or what. You know, they could come up with a bunch of different reasons on why we cut him besides, oh, because he got accused. They could be like, you know, the result of the accusation, you know, this, that, and the third. And, you know, they could skate off of that. But
for? Like, when Adrian Peterson was fighting that case, when Ray Rice was, you know, fighting that case. Well, wait, Ray Rice got cut. He didn't get on the exempt list. I think Adrian Peterson got on, and he wasn't playing, and I don't think he counted against the cap for that season. Isn't that the whole purpose of it?
I don't even know what the – I'll be real. I don't even know the point of the exempt list other than PR for the NFL.
Well, what I'm saying, the difference with this is that Watson is, one, a quarterback, and then, two, Watson actually didn't deny that sexual acts happened. So it's not like they can bust him for – I mean, I think, you know, you can bust him for soliciting, which I think is basically what he should have got busted for also, but whatever. He said that he was like – he denied the accusations through his lawyer, who said that the women were lying and out for money and that, quote, any sexual acts that occurred were consensual. So we've already at least confirmed that some sexual acts happened with these masseuses through him. That's it. You know, in admission, it shouldn't be sexual harassment or sexual misconduct or whatever you want to call it. So the fact that there's some admission that some stuff has happened. So I don't think that this is like accusations coming out of nowhere and people are just straight up lying. Like, no, he admitted something's happened. It's just where they can prove whether or not that stuff was consensual without, we're talking about like hard.
Yeah, because you can't really prove that shit unless you got like videos or audio or like the Chris Brown situation that just happened. You got someone sending audio messages after the fact or text messages after the fact that show a state of mind of either the alleged victim or suspect. You know what I mean? So unless they got him saying, yo, my bad, I thought you was down for this, or you got a woman sending something afterwards saying, yo, I'd like to do that again. Or unless you got something like that, to my knowledge, it's kind of impossible to really prove. Especially if they didn't turn him in right when it happened.
Right.
So, and Dame, it looked like he dropped out.
He said he kicked him out. I'm going to tell him to try again. But, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's like so many different things that I think in his defense, that was the smartest play, was to go ahead and get the admission out of some, you know what I'm saying? Some things happening for his case's sake, because – again, like I said, it's either one or the other. Either he's a sexual predator or he's soliciting women. And one is a lot. I mean, they're both weirdo activity, but one is a lot more acceptable than the other. So if he's soliciting women, then he'll be like, well, I'm just like a bunch of other rich guys. And then sexual predator, he's like, well, I'm still like a bunch of other rich guys, but just not as bad.
Yeah, because I'm be real. If he was just like straight up, was like, yo, I'm trying to get you this massage and then a little happy ending, I wouldn't even think different of him. I'd be like, salute. I'd probably do that shit too if I had that kind of bread to throw around. But
consensually.
Consensually. That's of course.
Like, is that all he had to say from the get was, look, this happened consensually and they out for money now. But no, the fact that he first tried to straight up deny everything, like, nah, nothing happened. They lying. Line on my name, because, you know, he's a good boy, quote of the league, right? And then he comes out, and then they drop some text messages where I guess he alluded to some sexual stuff or making someone uncomfortable with the massage. And I was like, okay, well, why would you make someone uncomfortable with a massage?
Yeah, I really don't know.
They were like, oh, yeah, well, actually, stuff did happen, but it was consensual. That's why I say the whole thing, I haven't changed my stance on how I feel about him and that case, even though they're not bringing it to trial. I still think he's a weirdo. Will I have him on my team? I mean, I wouldn't be ecstatic about it, but like anything, once he's there, he's there. I'm not going to lie and be like, I'm stopping watching whatever team, even though I really should look for a reason to stop watching the Panthers. I know I'm not. So
yeah.
If the Panthers did trade for him, right? I think it's a bad decision anyways, because the Panthers are already a shit team with not a lot to build on as it is. And they're talking about mortgaging like half their future for him. Because apparently the Panthers are one of the front runners to trade for him.
Yeah, I got that article up right now.
Talking about giving up 3 first round draft picks and a player and possibly a couple other later round picks. And the players that are included are talking about Brian Burns, J.C. Horn, Christian McCaffrey, possibly DJ Moore. Like, come on now. Like, we're talking about, obviously.
Yo, he ain't that fucking good, dog. Even before the break. Like, he's good. But even Patrick Mahomes needs somebody to throw to.
Thank you. Like, come on now. Like, you can't give up half your – you can't put half your team up for sale in the good part of the team, at least. Because we only have, like to me, it's different if we're talking about, like, teams that actually have a good, solid base. They have good coaching. They have, you know, recent success built within their franchise, and they're just missing a quarterback. All we're going to do is be stuck in poverty for the next 2-3 seasons while we try to build the team back up. And then who knows what happened with Deshaun Watson, and he'll be like – and then probably getting close to, what, another contract? Because his deal was extended for only, what, 5 years? And it kicked in last year, right?
Yeah.
So he'll already be on, like, year 4 or 5 of that deal by the time we're good.
They're saying this is a $35 million cap hit for his next season. Carolina has 31. I think if they're going to do it, you send Darnold, of course. I could give up this year's first-round pick.
I'm not giving up more
other than that, man. I personally, like, first-round picks, nah. Other than this year's, I personally wouldn't want them to do that, considering, like, okay, they got DJ Moore. I want to keep DJ Moore and C-Mac. So, like, whatever else you got to give up, cool, whatever. But I'm still not giving up a whole bunch of shit.
I'm cool with trading McCaffrey because he's about to go in on year 7, I think. Year 6 or year 7. Year 6.
Trade McCaffrey. To me, it's like, all right, we trade McCaffrey. I need that first round pick. But I know they ain't going to do that. They're going to probably end up giving up everything for this dude. And I just don't. I don't have the warm and fuzzy for him like maybe I would have had 2-3 years ago. Like, of them doing this, and I definitely don't think you should give up the assets that you do have, like the really, really, like, cornerstone assets. You know, I don't think you should be doing that. But then again, that's why I'm not heavy on the Panthers, because they don't never do the shit that I want them to do as far as front office shit. So,
yeah. That's how I feel about them. The Seahawks traded Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos. They're also one of the teams that are supposed to be in the running for him, and they just acquired a whole bunch of draft picks, so they have the capital that we'll be looking for. You know, they got Noah Fant, the tight end, Shelby Harris, the defensive lineman, 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and a 5th-round pick. So they picked up 5 picks and 3 players for Russell Wilson, and I'm assuming 3 or 4 of those picks, maybe all of them, for Deshaun Watson. Now, obviously, we know Deshaun Watson has a no-trade clause, so he can decide whether he wants to go to Seattle or not. And I don't think that offensive line is anything to be desired. We've seen Russell Wilson, you know, running for his life. Running for his life back there.
Yeah. I'm looking at all the picks they got. Man, if I'm Seattle, I'm trying to get Deshaun Watson so quick, dog. Because I personally would trade Deshaun Watson for Russell Wilson straight up, right? Like, if I'm Seattle, I take Deshaun Watson for Russell Wilson right now. So what you got for Russell Wilson? Like, you give up Drew Lock and shit. I know they need stuff still, but giving up some of those picks that you just got, shit, man. That's a win, dog, because I'm looking at it like you're still trading for Deshaun Watson, so it's almost like in your head you just traded Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, and then whatever you still have left over after you do that Deshaun Watson trade, that's a plus, because like I said, I would trade them two straight up if I'm Seattle. Like, if I had the opportunity to, I would. So whatever you get after that is a plus to me. If you're Seattle, you still got, at least you got a, I don't know what people consider a Metcalf a number one receiver, but you at least got a really talented one back there. And then you're going to cut Lockett, possibly. I don't know. I guess it depends on if they do get Watson. Maybe they don't if they get him. I don't know what their salary cap is looking like, but you know, I don't think Denver – that makes Denver, like, that much better. I mean, I think that makes them better, but I don't think, like, in my head, they're not like, oh, man, they're contending for a Super Bowl now. Because I actually think Russell's kind of cooked.
I won't say he's cooked, but he's definitely – I mean, because last that season, easily his slowest season, you know, since his, like, missed a little bit of time, right, with the finger injury, and Geno Smith was playing. And he still came out and put – over 3,000 yards, you know, 101 QB rating, something like along those lines. So Russell Wilson, I wouldn't say it's necessarily cooked, just might be on the back half of the top 10. So the drop off, yeah, I think, is minimal. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a slight drop off. It's definitely, I think, worth the trade if you're Denver. A little bit much, but at the same time, they have a defense that is more, you know, more or less ready to compete, especially if they can bring back Von Miller, who does say he wants to come back, which they not dumped him, but they gave him an opportunity to go win a Super Bowl, and he did, and he can come right back. Probably they have pieces. They have the offense. You know, they have three wide receivers. They had two tight ends. They traded one of them, though. Offensive, you know, they have two running backs if they bring Melvin Gordon back. If not, they got Javonte Williams. You know, they have –
yeah, that's cool. I think you made valid points. But so some of the stuff I've been hearing is Russell Wilson wanted to throw the ball a lot in Seattle, and that was a lot of the conflict. Now Russell's going to an outdoor stadium, playing in a colder environment. I think all that plays into it as well. And I just don't think I don't believe in him at this point anymore. Plus, I also think that I heard this as far as analytics is concerned, like the advanced stats, is a lot of, while he did have horrible lines, some of those years weren't necessarily the line, and that he holds the ball like more than anybody.
He does. There's definitely some self-created sacks.
Yeah, so I just think he's on, and I think your evaluation is more fair than what I initially said. As far as Cook, I think he is on a downward slope, you know, in his career. And so if this was 3 years ago, yeah, sure. I think we've seen the best of Russell Wilson. And now I might be wrong. He might prove me wrong, and that'd be great. But he's at least the third best quarterback in that conference. I mean, that division. Herbert's that's the on best the rise. He can be.
Herbert's on the rise. I think he's in top 10 as well. Obviously, Mahomes, I have him as my number one quarterback still. Until proven otherwise, although there's a couple others, obviously, you know, Josh Allen's that are coming up and challenging him, but to being the third best quarterback in your division, but you still got a top 10 quarterback in the league. It's just stacked like that, you know. It's going to be some great games in that division for sure. You know, you're going to see six games a year, Mahomes and Herbert, Mahomes and Wilson and Herbert. So definitely some good, I think there should be a lot of primetime games where those guys are facing off in front of everybody. There's another move that kind of was in conjunction with this. This news with Russell Wilson, or he announced through Pat McAfee that he was coming back to Green Bay. So a lot of speculation was that Green Bay was contemplating trading Rodgers to Denver if he, you know, decided he wasn't coming back. And so I think even though the Broncos said that this deal with Wilson was already more or less in place before Rodgers announced, I know for facts they were waiting for Aaron Rodgers, because I'd take Aaron Rodgers over Russell Wilson if the opportunity.
Every day of the week and twice on Sundays. That was the big
thing. Yeah, this had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. We just broke the news an hour later. Come on now. Like, yeah, right.
That's just what they got. That's just what they got to say.
I mean, yeah, you don't want, I mean, obviously you don't want to tell nobody that you was a second option. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to tell.
Yeah, even Russ knows that. That shit ain't true.
But they got
Aaron Rodgers. I'll be real, personally. I don't, it's just personally, not even what he does on the field. I don't care about this shit. Like, cool. I was like, all right, whatever. It was like more of, okay, well, I know he's not going to Denver. All right, cool. Like, I don't care about it. But salute to them, Green Bay, because Adams is going to stay then, I guess, too. He got paid a lot, and he got to keep the signing bonus from the last rework deal. So he definitely kind of finessed that. I think this actually shows that Jordan Love ain't shit, probably, because I feel like Green Bay is, if they could be over Aaron Rodgers, they would be, but they can't because they don't have anything better waiting for them. So,
I mean, but what can you possibly do? You got a guy that, you know, you drafted a quarterback trying to prepare for the eventual fall off. Because, I mean, he's 37, going to be 38 years old. No, he's 38 years old right now, actually. So he's going to be, like, in his 40s. Hey, this deal is supposed to take him, you know, into his 40s, right? You got players that, you know, you got Tom Brady's, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees played up until he was that age, Peyton Manning did. It's becoming more late 30s, early 40s now. The good ones, at least, right? So I think that's also another factor why they took Wilson. He's like, what, 33 right now? You kind of see that the door's not necessarily closed on him at this age when these quarterbacks are playing longer.
I don't know. He's been hit a lot.
Yes, but
you know, but there's just still the aura of, well, other quarterbacks have done it, so maybe we can extend his career and make that a possibility with him. Because, you know, it used to be like, you know, around 33, 34, 35, quarterbacks were cooked.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys that are pushing a little bit
farther. But, yeah.
I feel like those are quarterbacks who aren't getting hit a lot. Like, I don't think Brady, I don't think Rodgers. Whereas Russell Wilson, his whole, like, success is a chaotic offense. You know right. What I'm saying? Scrambling, getting hit a lot, running. I don't think he's gotten hit from running a lot. I would say that. But he's been runner. Pretty
in space. He gets down, he gets out of bounds. He doesn't take a lot of unnecessary contact. He wasn't no Cam Newton for sure.
Yeah.
Or no RG.
But that's because he's small. Which is smart. I mean, definitely not criticizing that, but yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah. So but we got I didn't give a fuck Rodgers, about Aaron Rodgers, man.
Rodgers and Adams coming back. Do you think that with the NFC being as down, quote, as it is, the rest of the NFC was just looking not great. Jimmy G's probably out of that running because he's probably going to be shipped somewhere soon. Who's really left in the NFC to stop Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, honestly, when she started saying that, started thinking, and as it's constructed right now, nobody like jumps out as someone, I guess, other than LA, you know.
Washington football team traded, or my bad, the Washington Commanders now traded for Carson Wentz. That's the state of quarterbacking in the NFC right now.
Yeah.
So I think they called this last year, quote, the last dance, him and Adams. I feel like this might be the true last ditch effort. I think if they can't get it done in 2022, it's might just got to call it off, man. It's a wrap. You can't go to the NFC Championship, or you can't go to the playoffs four times with 13-win season and not even make the Super Bowl. I think you got to at least get there, let alone try to win the championship.
Does Aaron Rodgers get blamed like other superstars do if you never make it back to the Super Bowl?
I mean, I'm been a supporter of Aaron Rodgers when he has those games in the playoffs where they lose, like the the Seahawks game in the NFC Championship. Like, he didn't touch the ball. You know, they got an onside kick. They scored, got an onside kick, and they scored again. Like, that's not his fault. I mean,
yeah, but that'll,
went to overtime.
That don't ever matter.
Of course, it doesn't matter.
I don't think he'll get it.
Like the first 49ers one, not the first one, but the one from 2019 where, what's his name, Raheem Mostert had like 200 yards rushing and four touchdowns. Like, Rodgers isn't playing defense. He didn't stop that. But I will say this year, for sure, like, they put up, what, 7 points at home? Unacceptable. You can't do that. And I know it was snowing and stuff like that, but that's your advantage. You play in that. You're supposed to know. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it just wasn't a good look, like, at all. And then last year, obviously, they got Brady'd. So,
yeah,
can't really – I mean, it was one or the other. So, but, I mean, this is definitely, like, do or die for his, quote-unquote, legacy, because by all the numbers, it's hard to deny Aaron Rodgers is the greatest regular season quarterback. And I hate that we got to put that title on him now like Peyton Manning did. But he's easily the greatest pass rating and all this other stuff. And if he plays, you know, long enough, he could reach some of these records. But I don't – but, you know, it's like without the championships to go behind it, then it's kind of empty. He has one that he got over a decade ago now and hasn't even been back since. I think he will get that stigma, kind of like LeBron. LeBron's been in the championship, 7 years in a row? And he gets the stigma just for not winning them, even though I'm part of that. I believe you get there. You can win. But
yeah. So, does Amari Cooper go?
Yeah, Amari Cooper got traded. That was this morning to the Cleveland Browns. Landry's also been looking to get traded out. So I don't think everything's good in Cleveland. I think this was a preemptive move because they knew Landry was looking to get out. They were trying to give Landry a pay cut, and he was like, nah, ship me out of here. Cowboys are crazy for this. But then I was, you know, thinking, man, 4 days ago, they were talking about cutting Amari Cooper, right, just because of the cap hit that he would be bringing this year with his contract, which, like, for a wide receiver, I understand it's a lot, but at the same time, they're paying.
Consider cutting Zeke.
Especially since Tony Pollard's been better anyways for the last two seasons. But they made the trade, and I was like, well, you got something for him, so I guess that's okay. And I guess they're factoring in on Gallup being fully healthy and CeeDee Lamb taking the step to be the true number one in the offense now. So,
yeah, it makes sense for the Cowboys, for sure.
It's a lot of assumptions going on, I think, because Amari Cooper, to me, was your only surefire, like, if you need a play, you can go to Amari Cooper. CeeDee Lamb's still growing. You know what I'm saying? CeeDee Lamb has the potential, and Gallup has that potential for big playability also, but he hasn't been healthy. So, I think, like I said, kind of relying on two what-ifs and giving up your one sure thing. But, they got, two picks back? Well, they got one pick back, and they swap picks, 6-round picks. So, I just think it's I guess it makes sense. Like, if you're dumping cap, but I would have dumped Zeke first.
Yeah, me too. Hey, what do you think about this old Jerry Jones having a secret daughter shit in that lawsuit? Any thoughts on that?
I 100% believe it.
Yeah, I believe it too. Like,
that's some grimy shit that I think.
But she's not asking for money, though. This is very interesting. I was reading about it.
Just asking for him to acknowledge it, right?
Yeah, I think she's asking for permission of the court to be able to, you know, speak freely on it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I absolutely think that's his kid. like that's not even – it didn't even come to my mind of if she was lying. It was just like, okay, well, what's she looking for? That was really what I was interested in. It was like, what's she looking for, and what's he going to say about it? But he's probably never going to say anything about it ever. So
they said the original agreement was that he would basically, you know, off the record fund their life, like child support, in exchange for them not acknowledging, like, him being the father. Wasn't that like the original agreement they had?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
How long ago?
I don't know. She's like a grown woman, so it happened like after she was like a year old. So.
Yeah. Man, yeah. That's crazy. More Cowboys drama. It's right in here, right in their wheelhouse.
Jerry Jones. Man. I wouldn't mind. That'd be one pilgrim, old pilgrim, I wouldn't mind partying with. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like it'd be a dope ass, I don't know, energy in the room, man.
Where you think Irvin got that cocaine from, dog? He got it from his boss's office. That's how they do, man. Like,
yo, because, I mean, he done got caught with... Yeah, shout out to him. Jerry Jones got caught with hoes. They done had all kind of little sex scandals. I ain't talking about the creepy ones. I mean, like, the ones that sound like fun. Like, I'm gonna be real. If I had to be a part of the organization in the NFL on a extracurricular activity level, easily the Cowboys. Easily.
And they got a couple championships to their name, too. Like, that had to have been, like, peak time. Like, when the Cowboys going crazy and winning. Oh, like, that's got to be
peak. Shit, I would have been Michael Irvin, too. Shit. Burkos and cocaine, nigga. Shit. It's like being on the Showtime Lakers, man, in the 80s. Shit, man.
Hell, or what the... What Michael Jordan called it? The Cocaine Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
My boys were getting it in back in the day.
Man, Jerry Jones really was getting it in.
Man, but I was going to bring up one last little trade that's just happened. Khalil Mack got traded from the Bears to the LA Chargers. And you remember we talked about it when it first went down with the Bears trade for Khalil Mack. They gave up a haul, right, to get him. And really not much, you know, came to fruition from it. He had some injury issues here and there, and then the defense as a whole declined. They had that one year they went to the playoffs, right? That was like the first year, I think, he was there. They went to the playoffs, and then with Mitch Trubisky or whatever, and then they never.
So he teams up with Joey Bosa, and it said for his next 3 years, he's owed $17, $22.9, and $23 million.
Yeah.
And they take all that on.
Which they gave up a second and a fourth to get him. Like, they basically gifted him.
Yeah, not bad.
And he had six sacks in seven games played last season. He had a foot injury, right? He missed the rest of the season. But, I mean, he's still productive, highly. I think he wasn't necessarily being used right in Chicago. I mean, they had him playing, you know, straight down. He's better as an outside linebacker where he can move around, create a little more havoc. But, yeah, he's a... I think this is a very underrated move, especially with, like you said, we were just talking about Herbert on the other side. You know, you got Herbert, your top five-ish quarterback, leading your offense, you know, on that side. And you got Austin Eckler, and your offensive line is actually pretty good. You had Rashawn Slater in the draft last year. I think that's a team that this is like one of those, like, championship pieces, like you – and kind of when we were talking about Von Miller like a second ago, going to the Rams, kind of do the same thing. The more pressure you can get on you know, the quarterback, you know, that's what championship teams do. And now you got both as well. Man, fuck that. Derwin James in the back. Man, fuck that.
Yeah, and then you got some familiarity, excuse me. I was having a hard time saying that. With Khalil Mack and the coach who coached him when he was his linebacker's coach when he came to Chicago as well. So he knows probably what to do with him. Not that you really need to, because this dude's a fucking animal. So, yeah, man, that's – you're getting it right on the defensive end, you know, possibly giving your star quarterback a lot more possessions. And – this is, and you didn't give up shit. Like, this is like, you're right. This is like low key a steal, like a big steal. It's not even low key. This is a big fucking steal. It's just, I don't think a lot of people are talking about it because it's Chargers. You know what I mean? It's the Bears, too. So.
Bro, like, for real, like, the Panthers gave up a second and a fourth and a sixth for Darnold. Like, that's crazy to me, man.
Crazy. Like, which is like, maybe because Aaron Donald's where he's at. And what he's done and won, but like this dude is the guy behind him. Like, you know, like he's not some chump. Like this dude can fucking ball. So That's crazy that they got that. And that'll matter if they get a deep run in the playoffs. Then people start realizing, like, that was a crazy move to pull off. But he's 31, just FYI, though. I will say that. Not that I think he's going to fall off necessarily, but he is 31.
Yeah, 31, and like we said, coming off of a season-ending foot injury where he only played 7 games last year. So, again, like, maybe it's a slight drop in value from them, but we're still talking about a former defensive player of the year. Talking about Aaron Donald. You know, he won a defensive player of the year in the middle of Aaron Donald dominance. So, I think that says a lot.
Yeah. Also, while obviously you don't want the guy getting injured and you want to minimize those, you could also look at it as he had a half a season of not getting hit and double teamed and triple teamed too. So he might come off this better than he was before, you know?
And he'll see a lot more single coverage with Bosa on the other side.
Yep.
So I think that, like I said, this is a move that makes all the sense in the world. And the Chargers were within a timeout in overtime by their coach away from getting into the playoffs last year. And I think if they did, and they would have made a lot of noise. So we might not even got the Super Bowl that we got this year. Had a timeout, had not been called in overtime. So I don't know, man. It's really, really interesting to me, that trade right there. That's the episode. So appreciate both of y'all for coming on, even though Dame couldn't stay, had some technical difficulties.
For sure. No problem, man. You know.
Till next time.